KROQ 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. Time to talk all things GDFL now, and a massive upset out at Myers Reserve. You could say it's the curse of Myers Reserve continuing. It's been 15 years since Werribee Centrals have beaten the Panthers up on top of the hill, and they couldn't get it done again. Bell Post Hill 76 defeating Werribee Central 62, and a very happy coach of the Panthers, co-coach Justin Tarr, good enough to join us. Tarry, congratulations on the win. Did the curse get mentioned at all? The fact that you had held it over them for so long up at home?
Thanks, King. Well, we touched on it briefly, mate, that obviously finals are out of the equation, and what left is there for us this year to achieve, and we just didn't want to be, you know, that group to lose the Werribee for the first time in 15 years. So it was only touched on briefly, but it was mentioned, yeah.
Talk to us about the contest. I was lucky enough to come up and watch the second half. Gee, Myers Reserve's but well cut up at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, mate. No, I think that probably did play into our hands a little bit. Hard, tough style. And we've been training on a bit of a bog as well. And probably slowed Werribee down there. They like to move the ball pretty quick. So it played into our hands, and the harder and tougher side were coming over to win. And I feel that was definitely us today, for sure.
Yeah. You found yourself, I think, 7 points down at one stage early in the last quarter. What unfolded that you're able to hang tough and get yourself back into the contest?
Oh, just never say die attitude, mate. We just kept putting our head over the footy. We knew that Werribee were a good side. They'd probably kick a couple of goals. And spoke to the group, you know, don't go into your shell. Keep doing the things that we want to do. Keep moving the ball fast when we get our opportunity. And take our chances when we get them, and we'll be fine.
Yep.
And it played out that way.
Yeah, Matty James and Caleb Basley were massive in the midfield.
Yeah, they both did play really well, mate. Nah, I sort of put it on Cubby as the coach when he did the big quarter. He said, yep, start me in the midfield the last quarter. And last time Matty played, where he got touched up pretty badly, the bloke that was playing on him had the better of him, and he didn't want that to happen again. And his work rate was absolutely sensational. You know, he's got that speed, and when he works his ass off, he's untaggable, I think.
Yep. Luke Mann kicked 5 goals, a bit of a day out for him.
Yeah, it was a day out. I think he's played a lot better games. He kicked 3 in the last quarter. But just with Lukey, it's his work rate. He works so hard that he creates a lot of opportunities for himself. And that's the reason why he kicked 5, you know. The more contests he gets through, the more chance he has of kicking a goal. Yeah. He didn't have a kicking boot on again, but just rewarded for effort with him. He's been working hard all year.
Kicked 22 goals in the last 6 games.
Yeah, and, you know, he actually can't train because he's away from work. He's working on the shutdown at the moment, so he's staying in Melbourne. And he just trains by himself. Keeps himself pretty fit. So, you know, that touch and with his goal kicking is a bit tough for him. But he put in a massive preseason, so he's got that good base underneath him.
Yep. And your captain was pretty big today, Jack Yates.
Oh, mate. That's the reason why he's the captain. You know, effort with him and how hard he's at the footy is just, you know, it's a non-negotiable for us as a club. And the reason why he's captain is he epitomises that, mate. He's inspirational, you know, just... I love the bloke, to be honest, and everyone else does as well.
And the mood in the rooms, I was lucky enough to be in there after the game, but it was past Players' Day. I saw Brent Gergich and Shane Limer and Will Urquhart and guys like that, greats of the club. But, gee, the emotion in the rooms was pretty good. Not only did you sing the song once, but the past players thought they'd break into another rendition.
Yeah, it was good to have the guys up here. They were celebrating a couple of premiership reunions, 25-year reunion as well. So... for our guys, we weren't great last week against North. Our effort wasn't acceptable, and a lot of the senior players took ownership of the week this week. So a lot of the stuff was player-driven and just about representing our past players in the right way.
Yes.
And, lucky enough to get the win.
Absolutely. Belmont Lions next week. Always an entertaining clash, obviously, with the movement of personnel between the clubs in recent times. You'd love to chalk up another win and take some momentum into Thompson in round 17.
Yeah, definitely. I've said to the boys all year, I think our best footy is good enough, certainly be competitive with the good sides and to beat the sides around us. Our challenge is just playing our best footy. We've been picking and choosing our effort for the last couple of weeks. Today, our effort was right up there, and that's why we got the result. So I think we'll back it up next week.
Yeah, well, Tari, well done on the performance. It was great to watch the second half. Very rowdy, the past players got. I reckon they might have just got you home in that last quarter. Well done on the win, and best of luck next week against Belmont Lions.
Thanks, King. I appreciate it, mate.